This is an ASK production giving a visual sight of the temples that Jerusalem forgot. This is a bird's eye view from the east of the temple square itself. You can see it's exactly a square. This is a view from the southeast. Notice on the northwest corner two columns reaching northward to Fort Antonia. The exact southeast corner was known as the pinnacle, where Satan took Jesus in the vision that he had mentioned in the New Testament. We now see a majestic staircase on the southern side of Fort Antonia leading up to Fort Antonia, which is in the north. On these steps, the Apostle Paul stood when he lectured to the people and mentioned in Acts chapter 21. Here you see the upper part of that grand staircase leading into Fort Antonia. This is where the Apostle Paul would have stood. Over on the left, the two colonnade roadways into Fort Antonia in the north. This is a more detailed view of the southeast corner. We have the royal portico shown there leading down or to the eastern wall, and this is where the pinnacle was, where Satan took Jesus, as it was mentioned in the Gospels. Here we see the whole of Fort Antonia from the southwest angle. Notice how much larger it is than the temple itself. You see Robinson's Arch coming out near the southwest angle there. Now you're going to get a helicopter view of how the temple looked from the southeast in the first century. We're homing in on the southeast corner, which was 45 stories above the valley below. There's the pinnacle area on the southeast. Now we're directly east of the temple itself on the platform. There is the Lacarna Gate that we're going through right now. 15 steps leading up to the temple area for the priest, and there was the curtain, the purple curtain, 82 feet high. Notice spikes on the top of the temple to keep birds away. Here we see the majestic stairway leading from the temple into Fort Antonia and the two colonnade roadways that you can see very clearly there. We see that Fort Antonia was like a rectangle in shape. It had four towers on each of its corners. Here we see the view of Fort Antonia from the northeast. We're now over the eastern part of the Mount of Olives in the helicopter. We're looking southwestward. Now we're beginning to look directly west, and there you can see in the center the temple to Jupiter Capitolinus, and the Praetorium would have been there as well. Now you can see the higher tower on the fort on the southwestern section. See also the colonnades, nades leading into the temple square itself, which is there right in front of us at the present time. We're coming into a directly eastern view of the temple. Now we're seeing the whole of Fort Antonia from the northwest. And we're seeing Fort Antonia now from the Mount of Olives, directly in the east, and we're looking westward. Here is an overview much higher. And now we see a view of the Temple Mount from over Fort Antonia. And now from the southeast tower, the highest tower of Fort Antonia, we can now get a good view of the temple itself. This is all explained in the book, The Temples That Jerusalem Forgot, by Ernest L. Martin, published by the Associates for Scriptural Knowledge.